We turn our attention today to the next kapitel Tehillim, to Kuf Lamed Tes 139, Lam Natzeach LeDovid Mizmor, a beginning that we're familiar with and which we commented on, I commented on, and I'm sure the other teachers did as well. And it begins, Hashem Chakartani Vatedo. God, you have examined me, more than examined, you have searched me, you have thoroughly investigated my heart. Vatedo, and you know me. You know me. This is characteristic of the Ribono Shel Olam, who is the Choker Lev, as the Pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, Kapitel Yud Zayin, Ani Hashem Choker Lev Bochein Kaloyos. I am God who searches thoroughly, searches out the heart and examines the innards, the kidneys of man. And here, David HaMelech launches into a description of how a person feels so well known, so open, so naked before God, so puny before God, so exposed to God's knowledge of every aspect of his being. This sense that is conveyed here in Kapitel Kuf Lamed Tes is what many have called the basic religious feeling. What does it mean to be religious? To be religious means to be da'alef ne'miyata omeid, know before whom you stand, know that you are mortal, and that you stand before the infinite being, the Almighty, and have this feeling of great distance, of great openness, of great exposure, of great passivity, of being merely a creature in his eyes. The Gentile religious philosophers, I think this particular phrase was coined by the philosopher Schleiermacher, in an interesting book called A Word About Religion to Its Cultured Despisers, so those who despise religion. But he writes beautifully about the emotion called Kreaturgefühl, a feeling, an emotion of being a creature. And it's interesting, Lahavdil, that the Ramban in Parshas Bo, toward the very end of Parshas Bo, also says that the essence of religion, of our religion, is to stand before God and to say, quote, Briosecha anachnu, end quote. God, we are your creatures. So this emotion, this inner feeling, this deep pervasive feeling of being a mere Bria, being a mere creature before God, is most beautifully conveyed in this kapitel coming up. God, you've searched me thoroughly. You know me inside and out. Ato yodato shivti vikumi. You know my sitting down and you know my standing up. For the Radak, this means you know when I sit and I wish to stand. Before I stand and just have the desire to stand, you already know. You've read my mind and you know I want to stand. And when I'm standing and I wish to sit, before I even sit, you already know what I'm thinking, that I'm planning to sit. This is the power of God. In the words of Radak, Hine chefetz ha'odom u'machashavto, a person's will, a person's plans, inner thoughts, yedoeim ho'el v'yevineim l'meirochok. God, you know this from a great distance. Bantol re'yi meirochok. In the words of Radak, Kodem Sheyachshov, before you even think it, God knows your thoughts. Banto Rei, Banto is the word Bina, you understand. Rei, my thoughts. It's from the word Rayon, my thoughts, my thinking. Pasuk Koheles Kapitel Beis, Uverayon Libo. Rei, God, you know my thoughts, you know my plans, you know my schemes, you know my intentions. Orchi Verivi Zeirisa. God, you have hedged around, you have encircled, you have encompassed my path in the daytime, orchi, my goings and comings by day, v'rivi, and my lying down by night, my sleep patterns. God, you know both of them. You've encompassed both of them. V'chol d'rochai hiskanto, and you are familiar. Hiskanto, says the Radak, means hirgalto. You are familiar with. You know all my ways as a person, lahavdil, who just is familiar with another person. This is Radak's understanding. Radak refers to the commentary of the Kuzri, not a commentary on Tehillim, but Yehuda Halevi wrote this wonderful sefer, dialogue between the Chochom and the king of the Kuzrim. And there, it's in section Gimel, subsection Yud Aleph of the Kuzri, quotes Radak, where this is one of the few times in his commentary on Tehillim that he does quote the Kuzri. And he says the Kuzri is fascinated by the fact that people can do things and only know how they're doing them. When you decide to run, to jump, to crouch, to kneel, do you plan out all those muscle movements and all the nervous system movements and all the transmission of biochemicals from one nerve ending to another that are all involved in this complex action of lifting your hand, of writing with your hand, of moving around, etc.? You don't. You just think, oh, I want to jump, I want to run, I want to write, I want to sit. And your body does all the work for you. This is the meaning of v'chol d'rochai hiskanto. God, you have arranged everything. All I basically do is have an intention, a momentary, fleeting intention, and all the complex biochemical and neuromuscular activities which have to take place. This is orchi v'rivi zerisa v'chol d'rochai hiskanto for the Kuzri. And the Pasuk continues, Pasuk Dalit. Ki ein milo bilishoni, hein Hashem yodata chulo. I don't even have the word on my tongue yet. I haven't even started to talk, and God, you already know what I want to say. And then the Radak says something even deeper. Sometimes we don't even have the words. We can't even express ourselves. We have these raw thoughts and just can't put the thoughts into words. And God already knows what we want to say, even before we can say it. As Radak writes, Ato yodata masha ani otzi befi, va'ani lo yodati v'yafal pishen cheshavtiv. I've already thought of it, but I haven't quite phrased it. I haven't found the words for it. God, you already know the words for it. Pasuk in Mishle, Kapitel Tetzayin, Pasuk Aleph, lo'odo ma'arche leiv, Umei Hashem ma'ane l'shom. A person is still arranging things in his heart, in his mind, still thinking it over. For God, they're already expressed and written out and printed on the as an essay. Ochor v'kedem tzartoni. God, you have created me in the womb. You have fashioned me. You have shaped me. V'toshes olai kapecho. And you have formed me. You have molded me with your hands. This is the work that God has done for each of us when we were yet in our mother's womb. Ochor v'kedem tzartoni, v'toshes olai kapecho. And then David says in a phrase of wonder, of astoundment, pliyo da'as mimeni, niskevo lo'uchalo. Wow, this is way over my head. I can't achieve this da'as. It is a pele. It is a wonder. It is amazing, as the kids say these days. It's awesome. Pliya da'as mimeni. What is this da'as? This da'as is the fact that the human being is created with so many oppositional tendencies within him or her. As Radak writes, the guf has arba tivoim. It has four natures. Chom v'kor lachus v'yovesh. It has heat. It has cold. It has moisture. It has dryness. And out of all this complexity and all these antagonistic tendencies that we have, God makes out of all of it a functioning organism. This is das, which this is the knowledge which is pliya mimeni, which is beyond me. I can't understand it. can hope to understand it. Niskavod, too wondrous, lo uchal lo. And then David proceeds with a series of thoughts which is very common to all of us. God, we can't escape you. Sometimes we try in various ways. We can't escape you. Wherever you are, wherever we are, whatever time of day it is, wherever we try to flee, to avoid you, to repress the knowledge of the sublime, etc., you're there. And the most beautiful, beautiful series of psukim now follow. Ono eleich meruchecha. Where can I go from your spirit? There's nowhere I can go without the power that you give me to walk. There's nowhere I can travel without the energy that you give me to travel. Ono eleich meruchecha v'ono miponecha evroch. Where can I flee from your face, from your presence? Even if I want to hide, I can't hide. Why? Radak ki ato nimtso b'chol makom, because you are ubiquitous. You are everywhere. Im esak shomayim, if I go up to the heavens, shom ota, there you are. V'yatziya sha'ol, if I go down to the netherworld, to the grave, hineka, you're there too. Esochan feishochar, if I want to fly on the wings of dawn, meaning I want to fly like with the same speed that the sunlight flees from east to west. Esochan feishochar, eshkeno ba'acharis yom, I wish to end up following the orbit of the dawn and the rising sun from east to west. I want to end up at the very end of the sea, the very end of the west, the most distant place imaginable. Doesn't help. Gam shom yodcho sancheni. There too, it's your hand which leads me. I can't get there without you, and therefore you know where I am. I can't flee. V'selchazeni yaminecha, and even there, your right hand will grasp me. V'omar, and sometimes I say, ach choshech yishufeni, let darkness encircle me, yet let darkness descend upon me. I can hide in the dark, and in the dark you will not see my deeds and my thoughts. I can hide, but no way. V'layla or ba'adeni, behold, even night is bright light for me in your presence. In the words of Radak, v'sireni balailo kamo bayom. You can see me at night as you can see me by day. Gam choshech, even the darkness, lo yachashich mimeko, cannot darken from you. Radak explains yachshich here is a poal yotze, is a transitive verb. Even darkness, even choshech, the dark, the embodied dark, cannot darken itself, cannot create darkness sufficient for me to hide from you. V'layla kayom yo'ir, night for you will shine like day. Kachashecha ka'oro, for you night, darkness, and light is all the same. Kachashecha ka'oro, radak, shnei kofei hadimyon. Often you have phrases like this with the two chafs of comparison, kamo, like the famous pasuk, ki komocho kifaro, because you are like Faro Yehuda to Yosef. Ki komocho kifaro, kachashecha ka'oro, like darkness, like light, it's all the same to you, God. Ki ato koniso chil yosoi, God, you have shaped, you have fashioned, you have created, you have acquired, you possess my kidneys. And for Chazal and for Tanakh too, kidneys refer to the innermost thoughts of man. As the Gemara says, Meseches Brochos, Tav Samach Aleph, Amad Aleph, Hakloyos Yoatzos V'Halev Gomer. The kidneys give counsel and the heart makes a decision. So therefore, as Radak explains it, if you are the Kone, if you are the one who fashioned my kidneys, you fashioned those organs which create my inner thoughts. How can I hope to hide my inner thoughts from you? Tisukeni beveten imi, you have sheltered me. You were a sukkah toward me in the womb of my mother. So even when I was born, when I was first developing as a fetus, you already were involved in that process. So how can I possibly hope to hide from you? Odecha, I will be grateful to you. Al kino ro'os niflesi, because I am awestruck with wonder by your awesome doings, by your awesome creations, God. No ro'os niflesi, wondrous, wondrous. I'm astounded, I'm stunned. Nifloyim ma'asecha, your deeds are, wow, they're just beyond understanding. Benavshi yoda'as ma'od. And here Radak says a beautiful thing. Whereas your nifloos, the nifloos habore, the wonders of life, of nature, of a biological world, are true not only of the human being, they're true of the lion, the tiger, the rat, the ant, the worm, etc. But they have no consciousness of the complexity that is within them. They have no self-awareness. But I do, humans do. The nafshi, my nefesh, the nefesh chaya of a human being, yodas miyod, she knows, my intellect knows the amazing niflaot, the amazing noraot, the amazing awesome processes which are inside of me. So I'm the one who can thank you for it. And the Radak concludes his commentary on this pasuk with something very important, which should shape our hashkofa, which should shape our outlook. The Radak, as all the Rishonim, encouraged the study of life sciences and encouraged us to study what's called secular subjects of especially science as ways to understand and be moved to the emotion that David expresses here. You know how you reach this expression, no ro'os niflesi nifloyim ma'asecha, God, how wondrous, how astounding are your works, when you study science. And therefore, says Radak, v'chol adam tzorich lehisbonein bohem, everyone should study, should reflect upon this. Because from reflection upon the scientific realities, especially the complexities of life, of living creatures, of biology, mitoch kach yakir niflaos hayotzer, out of that you will come to be astounded by the Creator's wonders. V'yodelo aleihem, you'll be grateful for them. And the Radak seems to have an idea, you know, maybe I should write a little biology textbook here, or give you a couple of pages of commentary on the complexities of the human body. But the Radak says, no, I'm not going to do that, because if I do that, in bonu l'saper bo zeh hachibur techunaso eivorim v'so altom, if I was going to explain this work, this commentary on Tehillim, about anatomy and microbiology and physiology, etc., Yerach HaSipur, I'll need to write a whole textbook. I'm busy commenting on Tehillim, so I better put that aside. But if you want to understand it, don't wait for my textbook, says Radak. But Aval HaMishtokek Lohem Yimtze'em B'Sifrei HaChachomim, look up in the science books and the textbooks about the physiology of life, and you'll be moved to the same religious emotion of no ro'os niflesi that David was moved to in Pasuk Yudalid. David continues, Lo nichichad otzmi mimeka. Otzmi, says the Radak, means my guf, my body is not hidden from you. Nichichad, like lo nichached me'adoni, we will not hide, we will not deny. My life, my body is an open book to you. Asher usesi vaseser, I have been compressed. I have been forced into shape in a hidden place, meaning in the womb. Rukamti besachtios oretz, I have been embroidered. I have been woven. I have been artistically sculpted into what I am in the tachtios oretz, in the subterranean places of the land, again, meaning in the womb. Here, Radak quotes a beautiful and important comment from Rabbi Avraham ben Ezra, from the Ibn Ezra. He explains otzmi not to mean my body, but to mean kochi, my potential. God, my potential is not hidden for you. Meaning, that there's a potential within man. You look at an infant or even at an embryo, and all you see is a helpless creature, which is not completely developed. Certainly at the early stages of the development of the embryo, what's there, at one point it's microscopic, and then it's so teeny, and it doesn't look like a human being yet, but the koach, the potential, is all there. In the words of Ibn Ezra, Kein hoyo hanotzor b'choach, the creature was already there in potentia, in potential, terem sheyotzo lidei ma'aseh, before we actually developed to that stage. But nevertheless, otzmi lo nichechad otzmi mimecha, God, you're already aware of what this little nothing is one day capable of becoming. Golmi, my stuff, my raw material, ro'u einecha, your eyes have seen them already. V'al sifrecha kulam yikosevu, that it's all in the book, it's all written in the book. Right now, I'm just raw stuff. I'm just a piece of flesh, a microscopic piece of flesh, unformed, undeveloped, unshaped, undifferentiated. But it's already in the book. God, the whole book has the whole plan, exactly what's going to happen here. Limbs are going to form. The nervous system is going to develop. This person is going to become a human being. It's going to talk, speak, walk, do good, do evil. It's all asifrecha kulam yikosevu. The golmi, the raw material, is already written in the book what's going to be. Yomim yutzoru, it's a long process. Long process of development. Gestation, the period of pregnancy itself is a long process. And then life is a long process. Velo, the ksiv is lo with an aleph, but we read it velo with a vav, velo echod bohem. For a doc, this means that although for us it's yomim yutzaru, it's a long process, for God it's an instant, it's one day. In the word of Radak, ki kulam yedoein berega echod, he knows the whole process of days and weeks and months and years, he knows it in an instant. Pasuk continues, Pasuk Yud Zayin, V'li ma yokru re'echa el, God, for me, how precious is your re'echa, for Radak means your thoughts, your ra'yonos, your thoughts, as we had earlier in Pasuk, which was it? Pasuk Beis, Bantol de Rei, you are aware of my thoughts. God, how precious, how rare are your thoughts for me? Meaning how difficult it is for me to understand you. My yokru, how rare. Radak says we find the word yokar to mean rare. Shmuel Aleph, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Aleph, Udvar Hashem hoya yokor bayomim hohem. The word of God was not precious, but rather it was rare. It was unusual. It's unusual for me, a mere mortal, to understand your reyecha, your rayonot, your machshavos, your thinking. Me'otzmu roshehem. How many are there kilolim? How many are there rules? Roshehem, Radak suggests, means kilolehem. There are so many general rules that you have in your creature. There are the rules of science, the laws of science, which were designed and written by the Ribbono Shel Olam. And therefore, concludes Radak on this pasuk, kololei kavonoscho b'yetziro heim rabim. The general laws are so many. Kol shekein ha'protim, certainly the details, which are even many, many more than the general principles. Espereim, I try to count these laws, but I can't. It's beyond me. Mechol yirbun, they're more than the sand of the sea. Hekitzosi, Radak, I fall asleep dreaming about all the wonders of nature. My dreams are full of thinking about all of this. Ani choleim bohem kishe ishan, I dream of them when I sleep. Hekitzosi, I wake up. V'odi imach, I wake up and I am still with you, same place. I hardly understand anything. I'm with you who understands everything. Im tiktol Eloha Rosha. Now, David suggests here that all of this powerful religious experience of experiencing the wonders of God, the niflaos, the no ra'os,
Sometimes I can't do this. I can't sit and meditate upon the wonders of heaven. Why? Because there are my enemies, there are the Rishoyim, and they make life miserable for me. So therefore God, in Tiktol Eloha Rosha, if you would eliminate, you would kill those who are Matridim Osi, those who distract me, those who make me go to war against them, who the terrorists who try to make my life miserable, etc. These are Rishoyim. If you would just eliminate them, V'anshei domim surumeni, and you will take these men of violence and remove them from me, then how much more will I be able to contemplate your nifla'os, your ma'asim? Asher yomrucha l'mezimo. These people, these wicked ones, yomrucha radak feels is the word to say, it's the word omar, the shorish is aleph memresh, but the aleph is missing, it's from the Chesron Aleph Pei HaPoal, the first letter is falls away sometimes. And Asher Yomrucha, these men, these Rishoyim, speak about you in evil ways, in abominable ways. Nosu Lashov Orecha, these Orecha means these enemies. Shmuel Aleph, Perik Tov Ches, Pasek Tezayin, Vayihi Orecha, Orecha meaning enemies. These enemies bear you in vain, meaning they look down upon you, they rebel against you, lashov, for no reason, in vain. And God, halo misanecha, Hashem esno, I will hate those who are your misanim, those who cause others to hate you, these wicked people. According to Gemara Masecha Shabbos, Daf Kuftes Zayin, the pasuk here is referring to the minim. The minim is a word often used in Chazal to refer to the early Christians. Halo misanecha Hashem esno. I will hate those who bring about hating of you, God. Uvis komamecha eskotot. Against those who rise against you, I will struggle. I will do battle. Tachlis sinos sinesim. I will hate them with an utter hatred. La'oyevim ha'yuli, they will be enemies to me. Then David comes to the end, the climax of this beautiful kapitel, and he writes, Chokreni el v'dalavovi, God, you see all these Rishoyim, these Anshei Domim, these Sonei Hashem, these Komemecha, these people who stand up about you, these Oyevim, these enemies of God, and they're all thinking all sorts of things. God, examine me, test me, see if I have any of those thoughts in me. Chokreniel, v'dalavavi, you'll see that my heart is not that way. I may make mistakes here and there, but my basic intentions are proper. V'choneni, test me, examine me, v'dasarapoi, and know my inner thoughts. Radak points out that the word sarapoi, and also the word si'ipai, Iov Perek Chof Pasuk Beis, both mean either branches or thoughts. A beautiful quotation, ki hamachashavos la'lev, the thoughts are to the heart, kamo habadim lo ilon, like the branches are to the tree. A beautiful metaphor, a beautiful image of David HaMelech, as the Radak understands it. Know my branches, know that these things that are branching out from my central nervous system, from my heart, in Tanakh's language, or from my brain, in anatomy language, the branches are my thoughts. Know those thoughts. Test them out. I'm confident that you will find them acceptable, but ura'ei im derech otsev bi, but if they are rebellious thoughts, otsev meaning derech meri, again, where do we find the word, the Shoresh Ayin Sadik Veis, to mean rebellious? Look it up. Yeshaya Samach Gimel Pasuk Yud. Vehema Moru Ve'itzvu Es Ruach Kodesh. They rebelled against and they betrayed His Holy Spirit. Here too, Re'eim Derech Otsev Bi. If there's any bit of betrayal within me, any bit of scoffing in me, any bit of rebelliousness in me, then Unecheni b'derech olam, lead me along the way of the eternal, meaning take away my life, suggests the Radak. Radak ends the subject by saying, Necheni b'derech olam means, David is saying, if you see any derech meri in me, any rebelliousness in me, kill me. Necheni b'derech olam meaning kill me. Because Radak says, beautiful way to end, very thought-provoking, derech, the road, is always a metaphor for death. Yehoshua, Perek Chof Gimel, Pasuk Yud Dalet, Hinei Oloch, Yeshua says in his deathbed, death address, Hinei Onochi Holech B'derech Kol Ha'oretz. The way, the final derech is the way to the grave. Koheles, Kapitel Yud Beis, Pasuk He, Ki Holech Ha'odom El Beis Olamo. So God, if there's any Mary within me, Necheni B'derech Olam, take away my life. That's how confident David HaMelech is. In his heart, at least, he is pure. He is devoted. He knows one thing, and that is the niflaos, the wondrous things which he has so beautifully and so movingly explained in this kapitel, Kapitel Kuf Lamed Tes. Tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, we will move on to Kapitel Kuf Mem, 140.